Our scripture reading this morning comes from John's Gospel, chapter 21. As I invite you to stand with me in body or spirit, it's a long one. So maybe, well, you decide whether you want to sit or stand. Hear these words from John. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana of Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." Now let's stop for a moment. They've seen the events of Holy Week. They've seen the presence of Jesus that Sunday evening and the following Sunday evening. But life still is in turmoil. And so generally when our lives are in turmoil, what do? We do that which is familiar. That which we know. That which we can do with our eyes closed. And so Peter reverts back to who he was before Jesus called him to fish. And so he says, "I'm going fishing." Now he may have wanted to be by himself, and he may have said that just to let them know where he was going to be, but they all decided that they were going with him. And so the scripture said, "Well, we'll go with you." And so they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Now about daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" Don't ever say that to a fisherman. But then again, he's Jesus. And they answered him. I believe there probably would be about 6 or 8 expletives behind the word no. It's probably not, "Well, no, we didn't catch anything." It's probably, "No, we didn't catch anything, and we're not happy about it." So then he says, "Well, cast your net on the other side." I can only imagine the expletives that were left out of the scripture reading. How in the world will it make a difference if the net is here or the net is over here? But they listen. And so they cast the net on the right side of the boat. And sure enough, the haul was so big, they weren't able to bring it into the boat. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "Hey, it's Jesus." And then we're told that Peter was naked. It's maybe a little better to say he was in his boxers. But he puts on some more clothes. He jumps into the water and he goes to the shore. The other disciples come in a boat dragging the net with them because they're only about 100 yards off. And when they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. And Jesus said to them, "Well, bring some of the fish you caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them, and though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew that it was the Lord. And Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them and did the same with the fish. Now this was the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. And when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." And then a second time he said to him, Simon Peter, son of John, do you love me? And he said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, tend my sheep. And Jesus said to him a third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Now, Peter felt hurt because he had said to him a third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. And very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your arms and someone else will fasten the belt around you and take you to where you do not want to go. He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. And after this, he said to them, follow me. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us today. For they are the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Lord God, we are thankful for the Gospel of John. For these words, their teaching, their claim upon our daily lives and living. Oh God, pour your Spirit upon us, opening our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, giving us a sense of peace and rest and comfort from the activities of daily life and living. Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, oh God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For it is in Christ that we pray. Amen. I went shopping the other day. Wasn't sure if I could find what I was looking for. One little yellow ducky. They come in colors. Purple. And blue. I remember with one of the kids when we had a little yellow ducky, it came with a little wider spot back here where there was a little mini baby ducky that would fit back in there. So every once in a while, during the summer, I would go into the bank to deposit or get money out of the Manor Bank, and there would be a man sitting out there with a card table, and he was selling numbers that corresponded to a number on a duck. And then at some point, they were going to dump these ducks in Brush Creek, and somewhere down the creek was a finish line. And whoever's duck crossed that finish line first won a prize. I never won. There was a story a few years ago. Somebody asked me the exact date, and I'm not sure. But a company in the United States placed an order for rubber animals in China. This one happens to be made in China. They placed an order for these rubber ducks, frogs, beavers, and turtles. And as that cargo ship was coming across the Pacific, it hit a storm. And one of the containers went overboard. And 29,000 rubber ducks, frogs, beavers, and turtles took a swan dive into the ocean. And they survived. Some of them, anyways. For years. floating and bobbing along in the ocean. And eventually then, it was 12 years later that the first one appeared on our western coast. They appeared in Alaska and in California. Not sure about what else would there be there, Washington and Oregon. They had been bobbing and floating around for 12 years in the ocean. They didn't have their beautiful colors. They were sun bleached. Some of them had probably been frozen for a while and thawed, and who knows where their journey took them. The company that had placed the order was willing to give $100 per floating animal that was found. Hold that thought. Because this morning, Scripture has us along the Sea of Tiberias. Probably. Simon Peter and his fishing buddies are about to go out onto the lake to try their luck at fishing because they're frustrated and they don't know what else to do. They fish all night, casting their nets. Nothing. An experience that we are sure, especially if you've ever fished, you are left frustrated and exhausted. And then there's a stranger that appears on the beach at daybreak as the sun is just breaking. You haven't caught anything last night, have you? Well, I'll tell you what, throw the net on the other side of the boat. Yeah, right. Well, they do. And in the midst of that big haul of fish, the disciple that Jesus loved elbows Peter probably and says, "Hey, I think it's Jesus." And Peter does what he does best, jumps, and he goes, and he takes off. And the rest of the disciples come in the boat, and they gather around this one they know as Christ, and there's a fire going, there's fish cooking, there's bread cooking. He says, "Bring some of the fresh fish you've cooked, and let's have breakfast together." And at some point then, when that meal is over, Jesus says, "Simon Peter, do you love me?" "Well, yes, Lord, you know that I do." "Well, then feed my lambs." He's probably going, "Whew, got that one done." And then again he says, "Simon Peter, do you love me?" "Well, yes, Lord, I love you." "Then tend my sheep." And then a third time Jesus says, "Simon Peter, do you love me?" Simon Peter's like, "Come on, man, I've already told you twice. Of course I do. Yes, you know everything. Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep." On the one level, Jesus is giving Peter an opportunity three times to counteract and to erase the three times that he was not a disciple when he denied even knowing Jesus Christ during Holy Week. But now he affirms three times, "Yes, Lord, I love you." But there's something more significant going on here. And it has to do, my friends, with the work of tending to Christ's sheep. If you love Jesus, if we love Jesus, then we are going to get dressed, wade ashore, roll up our sleeves, dig into the work of discipleship if we want to tend and feed the flock of Almighty God. That's the mission and ministry that Jesus is sending us on today. The only problem is, perhaps a lot of us are like these duckies just floating and bobbing in the current. Wherever the wind pushes me, wherever the current goes, I don't want any authority directing me. I don't want anybody controlling me. And yet Jesus says, if I am yours and you are mine, then you will obey my voice and listen to my words. The will of God, Jesus says, is that Peter and those who love Jesus like Peter, as he said he did, that our calling is to feed the lambs, to tend the sheep, and to feed the sheep. What does a disciple do? We tend. We feed. We tend. We feed. And so that now has become our mission statement in this morning's scripture. Feed the lambs, tend the sheep, and feed the sheep. That is our mission statement from Almighty God. So where are we in our Christian journey? Bobbing and floating along wherever? Or do we have that sense of purpose and direction that comes to us from Almighty God? Perhaps it's time to roll up our sleeves, to hit the beach, and to feed some sheep. Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, at some point we're all drifting. And when your amazing grace catches hold of us, we realize that there is a sense of purpose. There's a sense of direction, a calling, a peace that passes our understanding because our lives are intertwined with you. And then we know. We know as we read and study your word in scriptures, we know how to live, how to act, how to move, how to be. Oh God, continue to guide us, to direct us as we live, as we struggle, as we search, as we become. For we ask and pray in Jesus Christ's holy and precious name. Amen.